Today's daf is Nazir daf Nun Hey, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Hey Amid Aleph, the two dots, Maschel Umayna. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Yosef Lev Ben Basha, and today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Aharon Ben Alter Tzvi. So the topic of today's daf is going to be the Nazir Mitzayra. Now, the idea of the Nazir Mitzayra has come up already in the Masechta. It's going to come up again in the Masechta. So really, there are a few dafin in Masechta's Nazir that are dedicated to deal with the rather obscure case of the Nazir Mitzayra. One of those dafin is Nazir Daf Nun Hey, and in our Limud, Nazir Daf Nun Vav as well. The Mishnah was discussing different types of tumah that if the Nazir came in contact with, he would have to be Megaleach, and different types of tumah that if the Nazir came in contact with, he would not have to be Megaleach. We had the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, Al Elu Tumois HaNazir Megaleach, and then we had the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph that mentioned Al Elu Ein HaNazir Megaleach. In the Mishnah that discussed Tumois, the Mishnah mentioned a Nazir bimei safroi ubimei gomroi. Then at the end of the Mishnah made another comment that relates to the Nazir Mitzayra. The Mishnah said, "Be'emes amru yimei hazava hazava v'yimei heskeroi shal mitzayra harei elu oilun lai." So what does this all mean? What is yimei gomroi of the Mitzayra? What's the yimei safroi of the Mitzayra? What's the yimei heskeroi of the Mitzayra? It requires a little bit of an introduction that will, Be'ezus Hashem, walk us into today's daf. And that is, we're all familiar, high level, with the Mitzayra. The Mitzayra is someone that has a nega, and because of his nega, he's Tameh. Not only is he Tameh, he has a very unique type of Tumah, a Tumah Chamura, so to speak. The most unique part of his Tumah is that he had to be sent out of not just Machne Shechina, not just Machne Leviya, but he had to be sent out of Machne Yisrael as well. He was sent Chutz LeGimel Machnas. Stating that, the laws of Negoim and the laws of Mitzayra, even high level, are a little bit complicated. So just a little bit of basic halachas that are going to be very Negeya, the Havana of today's daf. The story of the Mitzayra begins with a man who finds a nega on his guf. Instead of going to a doctor, back in the day, he would go to the kohen. He would show it to the kohen, and the kohen would determine whether this nega was tamei or whether this nega was tar. If it's tahar, he sends him home, and everything is okay. If it's tamei, meaning he determined that this is a nega of tzaras, then he immediately would make him into a Mitzayra, and all the dinim of the Mitzayra would go into effect. A Mitzayra, who is a Vadai Mitzayra, is what's known in the vernacular as a Mitzayra Mukhlet. He has all the laws of Mitzayra. What happens if this person, when he came to the Kayan observed the Nega, and he had a little bit of a Suffolk, meaning it's a Nega of Tumah, however, it doesn't have Simone Tumah. The point is, it's not black and white. It's not for sure not a nega, but at the same time, he can't render him a Mitzayra Mukhlet. What he would tell this yid to do is to lock himself up, literally and proverbially, for 7 days, and come back in 7 days. We'll take a look at what happened after that 7-day period passes. If after the 7 days he's tahar, then we can begin the purification process. If, however, after the 7 days, he's Tamei, well, he just was upgraded to a Mitzayra Mukhlet. What if after 7 days, nothing changed? He would lock him up for another 7 days, and now, after 14 days of Hesker, at this point, we determine what exactly his halach is. At this point, there's only two choices. Either we're going to make him into a Mitzayra Mukhlet, or now we're going to purify him from this quasi-state of Mitzayra that he was in. The Mitzayra, who's not a Mitzayra Mukhlet, but is rather in some quarantine for 7 days, or maybe another 7 days, it's what's known as a Mitzayra Musker. It's interesting, the Mitzayra Musker is very much a Mitzayra. In fact, the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah Daf Ches Amud Beis in the Ein Beins discusses what is the difference between a Mitzayra Musker, That's the Metzaira who's in this quasi state versus the Metzaira Muchlet, the Metzaira who's a Vaday Metzaira. The Mishnah says, Ein Bey Metzaira Muskur, the Metzaira Muchlet, Ella, dot, Ayin Shop. But the point is that even during that period of time, this Metzaira has the status of a Metzaira, albeit not a Metzaira Muchlet, but rather he has the status of a Metzaira Muskur. Now, once somebody's a Metzaira, whether he's a Metzaira Muskar or he's a Metzaira Muchlet, in order for him to become Tahar, he has to go through a very unique Tahira process. So ordinarily, when someone's Tameh, what does he need to do? Go to the Mikveh, Harif Shemesh. It's usually rather simple. We know the Tameh Tomas Meis, the sugis that we're learning right now, his Tahira was complex. It involved the Parah Aduma. The Metzaira's Tahira was probably even more complex. One of the key features of the Taira of the Metzaira, and that's really what we need for today's daf, is that when it's determined that this Metzaira Muchlet is Tar, which by the way begins with the Nega going away, stating the obvious. So now he goes to the Kohen, and the first thing the Kohen does is a Teglachas. He cuts off all the hair on his body. 7 days pass, and then again on the seventh day, we do this Teglachas Tzim Tzveitin Mal. So he gets one Teglachas, then he gets another Teglachas. On the eighth day, he brings Karbanas. There are special things that we do with the Karbanas, the Shnei Tzipayrim. There's a lot happening. But the point is that it's a complex Tahira. What we need, this is something we need to internalize for today's daf, is that this complex Tahira involves a Teglachas, not just one, it involves two. So there's a Teglachas, and then 7 days later, there's going to be another Teglachas. This halacha was true whether the Metzaira was a Metzaira Muskar or whether the Metzaira was a Metzaira Muchlet. So let's just recap this. A Metzaira is someone that has a Nega. It was deemed by a Kohen that this Nega is a Nega of Tumah. In the event that he shows up to the Kohen and the Kohen looks at it and he says, yeah, this is for sure, there's no questions, he becomes a Metzaira right away. He's what's known as a Metzaira Muchlet. If there's some ambiguity, it's not 100% clear, there was a period of Hesker for 7 days. If after the 7 days we know what's going on, then we know what's going on. If not, there's a period of Hesker for another 7 days. After 14 days, we have to make a decision. We have no choice. Either we're going to determine that this person is a Metzaira Muchlet, or we're going to determine that this person is not a Metzaira at all. Once somebody is a Metzaira, it doesn't matter if he was a Metzaira Muchlet or he was the Metzaira Musker. Once somebody is a Metzaira, in order for him to become Tahar, he has to go through a very unique Taira process. That unique Taira process involved the Teglachas, not just one Teglachas, but Teglachas times two. There was a Teglachas, 7 days later, there was another Teglachas, a lot more, but this is the core part that we need for today's daf. As it relates to the definitions, going back to the Mishnah, so the Mishnah referred to three different Tkufos of Metzaira. The Yemei Safrai of the Metzaira, the Yemei Gomroi of the Metzaira, and then the Yemei Heskeroi of the Metzaira. What do these three things mean? Yemei Safrai, let's just go in the order that the Mishnah mentioned it, are the 7 days that the Metzaira counts between Teglachases. So this is a Metzaira who is Tahar, and at this point he needs to go through the Tahira, meaning the Nega went away, and he needs to do a Teglachas, count 7 days, and do another Teglachas. That 7 day period is what's known as the Yemei Safrai, and it's that the Mishnah is referring to. Yemei Gomrai is the days that a Metzaira is a Vaday Metzaira. So when someone is a Vaday Metzaira, he's a Metzaira Muchlet. That Tkufa of being Metzaira Muchlet is what's known as Yemei Gomrai. And when the Mishnah refers to Yemei Heskeroi, that's easy. That's during the time that he's quarantined, whether it's the first 7 days, second 7 days. The point is, that would be the Yemei Heskeroi of the Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah mentioned Yemei Safrai, it mentioned Yemei Gomrai, it mentioned Yemei Heskeroi. We know what these terms mean now. So let's go back to the Mishnah and let's see what the Mishnah said. So the halach of the Mishnah was that there's a list of tumos that if the nazir would contract, the halach is he would be tameh. However, al elu ein hanazir megaleach. The nazir would not be megaleach on these tumos. Okay, what then would happen? What would happen is, the Mishnah said, umaza b'shlishi u'b'shvi, he would require hazah from the Parah Adumah on the third and the seventh day of his tumah. There's no halacha of ayom rishonim yiplu. Umaschal u'moyne miyad, and he would begin counting as soon as the tumah goes away. Now, in this list of tumos, she'ein ha'nozim egaleach, The Mishnah mentioned the Yemei Safroi and the Yemei Gomroi. And again, the Yemei Safroi is the Metzora Muchlet who's waiting 7 days between Teglachases, and the Yemei Gomroi is the Metzora Muchlet, period. So during those Tkufois, says the Mishnah, Umazeh B'Shlishi V'Shvi, Deinei Soyser As HaKoidmin, Umazchul Umayna Miyad, the carbon alien. Now that's poshet that a mitzayra doesn't need mazav b'shlishu b'shvi. So when the Mishnah says mazav b'shlishu b'shvi, it's not referring to the you may suffer and the you may gomer. It's referring to the other tumas that were mentioned in the Mishnah, all of which were tumas meis. When a nazar comes in contact with a meis, he needs to be mazav b'shlishu b'shvi, even when it's the types of tumas meis she'ena nazar megaleh echaleh. However, the other words in the Mishnah that says umaschul umayne miyad, that l'chayra is for sure referring to those words of the Mishnah, the Yemei Safra and the Yemei Gamra. Otherwise, why is Yemei Safra and Yemei Gamra even mentioned in the Mishnah? In other words, this is a roundabout way of saying that while a Mitzayra is a Mitzayra Muchlet, whether it's Yemei Gamra, full-fledged Mitzayra Muchlet, or it's Yemei Safra, it's after a Teglachas, before the other Teglachas, during that period of time, the Nazir cannot be Moina his Naziris. In other words, his Naziris is put on hold. And that's really the point of the Mishnah that we need to start today's daf. And that is a Mitzayra who's during Yemei Safra, Yemei Gomroi, his Naziris is on hold, and at that point, he can't count his Naziris. So he has to wait until he becomes Tar, and once he becomes Tar, he's Maschul Moina Miyad. Then he could start being Moina his Naziris. But until he becomes Tar, he can't be Moina his Naziris. As if to say, during that period of time, it could be a long time, it could be a short time, he has to get healed from his Nega. Once he's okay, at that point, he could start resuming his Naziris. But Bimei Gomroi, when he's a full-fledged Mitzayra Mukhlid, or even Bimei Safrai, where he's in that seven-day window, it doesn't matter. Until he becomes tar, he can't start counting his naziris. Now the Mishnah also said that although he's a mitzayra and although his naziris is on hold, but there's no vayom rishonim yiplu. That's unique to tumas meis and only certain types of tumas meis. But the point is that while a nazir is a mitzayra b'mei gomrei b'mei safrei, his naziris gets put on hold. So these days right now don't count towards his naziris. But at the same time, you don't have the halach of yom rishonim yiplu. The Mishnah, when it mentioned Yemei Haskeroi, said, Be'emas Amru, Yemei Azava Azava, V'Yemei Haskeroi Shal Mitzayra, Harei Elu Oilun Lai. What's the Mishnah saying? The Mishnah is saying that although the Mitzayra Muchlet, whether it's Bimei Gomrei or Bimei Safrei, his days are not Oilu L'minyan HaNaziris, but a Mitzayra Musker is different. His days are going to count towards his Naziris. That is what the Mishnah is saying. Regardless, with that introduction, we jump into today's daf. Zokta Gemara, again, six lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Hey Amir Aleph. Umaschil Umayna. Amir Rav Chizda said, this that the Mishnah said, that Mitzayra Muchlet, whether it's Bimei Gomroi or Yemei Safroi, the halacha is that those days don't count towards his Naziris. Rather, he has to become Tahar first, and then Umaschil Umayna Miyad. That's only true by Naziris Muetas. If his Naziris was a Naziris Muetas, 54 dafin into Masechtas Nazir. What's a Naziris Muetas? A 30-day Naziris. A Stam Naziris is what's known as a Naziris Muetas. Abu bin Naziris Meruba. If, however, the Naziris would be a longer Naziris, Mislok Nami Salkinle. Then the halacha is that he would be able to double dip, meaning the days that he's a Mitzayra would be Oila towards his Yemei Naziris as well. What Rav Chizda is saying is a very posh tzach. Rav Chizda is saying that there's no din that being a Mitzayra is a steer to being a Nazir. There's no halacha that says that if I'm a Mitzayra right now, the days that I'm a Mitzayra can't count towards my Naziris. There's no such halacha. However, part of the Taira process of the Nazir, of the Mitzayra, is that he needs a Teglachas. In fact, he needs to have two Teglachases. Once the Mitzayra is going to do his Teglachas, at that point, he will not be able to conclude his Naziris unless there's 30 days. And the reason is because there's a halacha that Teglachas is sois in Naziris, Lamed Yad. A Mishnah earlier in the Masechta. You need to show up Bashlamas Nazirusai with 30 days worth of here. Otherwise, you can't conclude your Naziris. The Metzora is going to have that problem. The reason he's going to have that problem is because he's going to have to do a Teglachas in order to conclude his Saras. So how now is he going to go and conclude his Naziris? So the reason the Mishnah said that the Halacha is Umaschul Umayna Miyad, that after the Meisofer, the Meigomroi, now you have to go count your Naziris, said Rav Chisda, is because the Mishnah was talking about where it was a Naziris Muetis. It was a 30-day Naziris. So inevitably, it doesn't matter how much of your Naziris you counted already. As soon as you do your Tiglachas for Mitzayra, which is something that you have no choice but to do, you're going to be forced now to start counting your Naziris all over again. Because your Naziris was how long? It was 30 days. You're going to need 30 days after the Tiglachas, because that's the halacha that Tiglachas is soysi Naziris lamid yoyim. And as a result, that's why the Mishnah said that you... But let's say your Naziris was 100 days. And this person became a Mitzayra 42 days in. Okay, do whatever you need to do. You're a Mitzayra. You'll do your Teglachas, you'll do your second Teglachas, you could still have, I don't know, 50 or so days remaining in your Naziris. By the time you finish the 50 days, you'll have 30 days worth of here. Like this, you'll be able to be mashlim your Naziris. So there's no halacha that says that those days that you are a Metzora count towards your Naziris. So the Chiddush of Rav Chisda, the whole daf today, focuses on Rav Chisda's Chiddush, is that there's no din that says that a Mitzayra can't count his Naziris while he's a Mitzayra. There's a din that a Mitzayra has to do a Teglachas, it's Pasuk in the Torah, and there's a din that Teglachas is Sois in Naziris Lama Yoyim, that's Masechtas Nazir 101. If you converge those two things, then what would emerge is that in a situation where you have a Naziris Muetis, as soon as the Nazir Mitzayra is going to do his Teglachas for his Tzaras, he's going to need to count 30 days. And as a result, the Mishnah says, Umaschul Umayin Miyah. That's the whole point. But it's not because there's some sort of din. Faith the Gemara, how could that be? You can't read the Mishnah. Masiv Rav Shravya. Rav Shravya asked the Kashi. He said, Rav Chisda, I hear the Svara. It's very, very Gishmak. But the problem is it doesn't stem with the Mishnah. Because what did the Mishnah say? Umaschul Umayin Miyad. The Mishnah said that all these Tumas, She'ina Nazir Megaleh Chaleim. So if the Nazir comes in contact with them, he becomes tar, then he has to start counting his Naziris all over again. The ein mevatul behenes akoidman. However, there's no halacha of vayomer rishonim yiplo. Now, this is classic Masechtas Nazir. Rav Shravya is asking Akasha from the Mishnah and not quoting the Mishnah the way we have the Mishnah. We had the Mishnah, it's the top line of Nundal Amid Beis, ve'enoy soisras akoidman, umaschul umayna miyad. Rav Shravya has it, maschul umayna miyad, ein mevatul behenes akoidman. It's the same difference. It's a matter of semantics, but this is, again, lashon nazir mishonah. But the bottom line is, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that Elu Tumas, and we're going to focus on the most complicated of all the Elu Tumas. That's what the Daf is focusing on. It's the Yimei Sofra and the Yimei Gomri of the Mitzayra. So what does he do? He needs to pause his Naziris. When he becomes Tahar from being a Mitzayra, he's Maschul Umayna, but he doesn't lose the previous days. What's the Mishnah talking about? If it's talking about like you, Rav Chisda, seemingly are being mic in the Mishnah, where was the Naziris Muetis, meaning it's a Naziris of 30 days. What do you mean that it's not Soyser as Akoidman? It is Soyser as Akoidman. Because let's say he counted 10 days. He's going to have to now count a full 30 days. So any day that he counted, he ended up losing. If someone's a Nazir for 30 days, and then there's a Teglachas in the middle of the Naziris, being that the Teglachas is Soyser 30 days, inevitably any day that he counted, he loses, and he has to just count the 30 days from now moving forward. So what do you mean in the Mishnah of Einu Soyser as a Koidman? If he's a Nazir for only 30 days, then he is losing the Koidman. Because any day that he counted is not going to count, because he needs to count the full 30 days now anyways. Elab and Naziris Merubah. So it's obvious that the Mishnah is talking about where he was a Nazir for more than 30 days. He must be a Nazir for an extended period of time. It's in Naziris Merubah. Victoria, what did the Mishnah say? Maschul Umayna Miyad. And the Mishnah said very clearly that he has to resume his Naziris only after he becomes Tar. But while he's Tame, he can count his Naziris, which is not like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that the Naziris Merubah, it's no problem. You could knock off two birds with one stone. You could be, which is a shtickle Mitzayra pun, but you could be a Nazir and a Mitzayra at the same time. It's not an issue. It's Tavka B'Naziris Muetes that it's a problem, because Talach is that Teglachas Asois Naziris Lamid Yoyim, and your whole Naziris was 30 days. Well, if that's the case, it comes that you did lose the previous days. And the Mishnah said you didn't lose the previous Nazirus Des. So the Mishnah must be talking about then not a Nazirus Moetis. It's talking about Nazirus Merubah. It's talking about Nazirus Merubah. It's beforeish in the Mishnah then. Umaschu Lamoina only after you become Taurus. The Gemara says, after Rav Shrav, you asked Rav Chizda this question. Umaisav Lav Umafarakla. He asked it and he answered it by himself. He said, Rav Chizda, I know the answer. It's Pashit, I know. It's a good Kasha. But the Taurus is very simple. And that is Benazirus Bas Chamish Shem Yan. The Mishnah, or really Rav Chizda, was talking about. Sorry, the Mishnah, not Rav Chizda. The Mishnah is talking about where he was a Nazir, let's say for 50 days. It doesn't have to be 50 days, but the Dugma, it was 50 days. And the point is, the Yosef Esrin, where this Nazir had already counted 20 days, V'Isyalida Beitzaras, and then he became a Mitzayr. So he has 20 days already in the bag. He counted 20 days, and now he became a Mitzayr. Now, if he counted 20 days, now he became a Mitzayr, so how many days does he have left? He has 30 days left. So, Migaleach Tzarata, what he does is, he does his Tiglachas for his Tzaras, V'hoda Yosef Talsin Yoimin the Nazir, and then he's going to count the 30 days of the Nazir, it's like Gidol Seir, and at that point, he's going to have a Gidol Seir. In other words, the Mishnah is talking about a case where he was a Nazir for more than 30 days, but there's only 30 days remaining in the Naziris. That's the punchline. Being that there's only 30 days remaining in the Naziris, but the Ikka Naziris was more than 30 days, then essentially what's going to happen is that it's going to come out that whatever he counted already, he's going to be able to keep, because there's no halacha of Ayoma Rishonim Yiplo. But at the same time, he's going to have to make up the 30 days after he does his Tzaras, and he won't be able to use the time that he was a Metzora towards those days, because how many days does he need to make up? He needs to make up 30 days, and he's going to have to do a Teklachas anyways, which means he's going to anyways end up having to do 30 days, and that's what the Mishnah was referring to. In other words, let's get this clear. In a case where the Nazir's a Nazir for 30 days, and now he becomes a Metzora in the middle, so what's going to happen? He has to become Ois Metzora in order to complete his Naziris, so he's going to have to become Ois Metzora. To become Ois Mitzayr, you have to do a Teglachas. Teglachas is going to require you now to count 30 days in Naziris, because Teglachas is Sois in Naziris Lamed Yoy. As a result, it's going to come out that any day that you counted already, you lost. So now, moving forward, you're going to have to start your Naziris all over again. In the event, says Rav Chizda, that you're Nazir for 100 days, and you became Mitzayr on day 42, like we said, and whatever, you worked it out a week or two later, now you're done. So you can do your Teglachas, because you're going to have enough time in order for 30 days of here to grow back. So like this, you'll be able to complete your Naziris. And that's Rav Chizda's Ikka Chiddush, that in such a case, you don't lose anything. No time is lost. So the fact that you're a Mitzayr Mukhlit, you may Gomri, you may suffer, is neither here nor there. You'll be able to complete your Naziris. Absolutely no issues. If, however, a person was a Nazir for more than 30 days, he counted already part of his Naziris, he has exactly 30 days left, and then he became a Mitzayra. So then what's going to happen is, you're not going to lose the days you counted, because the only time you have Ayoma Rishonim Yiplu, the Mishnah already said that, that's only when it comes to Tumas Meis, and only certain types of Tumas Meis. But at the same time, you will have to make up the Naziris, and you'll make up the Naziris when you become Tar. Why can't I just count Naziris now? Says Rav Chizda, the way he understands the halacha is because what's the point in counting now? You're going to end up having to do a Teglachas when you finish with your Tzaras. And as soon as you do a Teglachas, at that point, you're going to have to count 30 days anyways, because the Teglachas was Sois of the Naziris. Once there's a Teglachas, you need 30 days of year in order to be Mashlim your Naziris. And that's the situation where what you're going to have is you're going to end up keeping the days, but at the same time, putting in a Zeros on hold. So the bottom line is, there are times where when a Nazir becomes a Mitzayr Mukhlit, he loses everything, become tar from being a Mitzayr Mukhlit, and start from scratch. There are times where you lose nothing, just business as usual. Just continue counting in a Zeros. And then there are times where you hit the pause button. You don't lose what you did, but at the same time, you hit the pause button, and as soon as you complete in a Zeros, that's when you're going to start all over again. The way Rav Chizda learned the sugya is that the Mishnah that said that Nazir that becomes a Mitzayr Mukhlit, whether it's you may suffer, you may gomroi. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, Enoi Saisra Sakoidman. However, Umaschal Umayna Miyad, meaning you also can't count your Naziris while you're a Mitzayr. It's talking about that last case. It's talking about a case where you were a Nazir for more than 30 days, but you have exactly 30 days left over. Over there, you don't lose the previous days, because you never lose the previous days. At the same time, you put your Naziris on hold. Why? Because you have 30 days left, and you're anyways going to need 30 days once you complete your Tzaras. As a result, but if you were a Nazir for only 30 days, then the Halacha of the Mishnah wouldn't have been true. Why wouldn't the Halacha of the Mishnah have been true? Because then you would lose everything, because the whole Naziris is 30 days, and you're going to have to do 30 days later. And in the event that it was a Naziris Meruba, where you had more than 30 days left over, the Halacha of the Mishnah also wouldn't be true. Because the Halacha of the Mishnah is, you can't use the days of you being a Mitzayra as part of your Tzaras. In that instance, that would not be true. In that instance, you would be able to. You just need 30 days. But whatever amount of days you have left, Stir Naziris, minus 30, those days you will be able to use while you're a Metzaira, and that's really the Chiddush of Rav Chisda. So in one line, what is Rav Chisda's Chiddush? Rav Chisda's Chiddush is that even though it sounds a little bit from the Mishnah, like the halacha is that when someone's a Metzaira Mukhlet, whether it's Yimei Gomroi or Yimei Safroi, he has to put his Naziris on hold, it's not really true. Meaning, there's nothing wrong with being a Nazir and a Metzayra Mukhlet at the same time, and every passing day is Oyla Loi Vaminya Nazirusai. The reason the Mishnah said you put your Naziris on hold is because the Mishnah is talking about a very unique situation. It's talking about where you had exactly 30 days left. In that case, you're putting your Naziris on hold. Why? Because you're anyways going to have to count 30 days after you do the Teglachas of the Tzaras, because the Halacha is Teglachas Esoyis and Naziris Lamed Yoyim, and therefore, regardless, you're going to need another 30 days. But that's really the Chiddush of Rav Chisda. The Gemara now, from here until the end of the Daf, and our Daf, Ezras Hashem, is going to end on the Mishnah, on Daf Nun Vav Amid Bey, so we're just getting started. But really, from here until the end of the Daf, is just two kashas. The Gemara is going to ask two kashas. The first is Masiv Rami Bar Chama, and the second is Masiv Rav Ashi, and the Gemara is not going to answer the first question, the Gemara is not going to answer the second question, and really, it's sort of going to feel at the end of the daf as if Rav Chisda was checkmated. Not just from one masiv, but from two masivs. Now, the first masiv is from a Mishnah that is later in the Masechta, on Daf Lametes on the base. It's not an easy Mishnah. We'll go through the Mishnah inside, then we'll speak it out Baal Peh, and then next week, Metz Hashem, on Daf Samach, we'll go through it in greater detail, because that's what the Gemara goes through it in greater detail. So the first kasha, Masav Rami Barcham, Nazir Shahayu Tamei Besafik, Umuchlet Besafik. This is Mamish Epic Ben Benoy Shal Epic. So there was a Nazir. Someone was a Nazir, Hareini Nazir, and he's a Stam Nazir for 30 days. Now, this Nazir had a Safik, he might be Tamei Tumas Meis. He also had a Safik that he might be a Mitzayra Muchlet. So he was Tamei Besafik, and he was Muchlet Besafik. Says the Mishnah, the words first, Oichel Bekachem Lachash Yishim Yoyim. This person will have to wait 60 days before he's able to eat kachem again. A Mitzayra is not allowed to eat kachem. So he's going to have to wait 60 days before he's able to eat kachem. V'shoyse yayin umetam alameisim l'acham meyev esrim yoyim. And he is going to be able to drink wine, and he will be able to be metamal mesim after 120 days. So it's going to take him 60 days before he's able to eat kachem, meaning before he's not a metzoyra anymore, and he's going to need another 60 days in totality, 120 days, in order for him to be able to drink wine, in order for him to be able to be metamal mesim, meaning until he's not a nazir anymore. So this person is a nazir. He has a suffix. He might be tamei tumas meis. He might be a metzoyra muchlet. He needs 60 days in order to know for sure that he's not a Metzayra. He needs 120 days to know for sure that he's not a Metzayra and also not a Nazir. Now, what the Mishnah doesn't mention is he's also going to need four Tiglachases in order for him to know for sure that he is not a Nazir, or two Tiglachases to know that he's for sure not a Metzayra, four Tiglachases to know for sure that he's not a Nazir, and really it's in the Tiglachas that this case is so much fun. It's what makes it so complicated. So why is this so complicated? So first things first, I should say, why is this so much fun? We're dealing with a Nazir that has a suffix. He might be Tamei Tumas Meis, maybe not. He might be a Metzayra Mukhlet, also maybe not. Which means, by the way, if you do the math, there's four possibilities, right? This is basic, whatever it's called. So there's four possibilities. Number one, he might be a Nazir Tahar, who's not Tamei Tumas Meis, He's also not a Metzayra, right? He might just be a good old-fashioned Hareini Nazir. He's not Tamei Tumas Meis, he's not a Metzayra. It could be that he's a Nazir who is Tamei Tumas Meis, but he's not a Metzayra. It could be he's a Nazir Tahar, meaning he's a Nazir that's not Tamei Tumas Meis, but he is a Metzayra. It could be he's a Nazir that's Tamei Tumas Meis, and he's also a Metzayra. These are all four possibilities. Now, what would somebody do? Let's see if we can work this through together. If he knew for sure that he was a Nazir, he was Tamei Tumas Meis, and he's a Metzayra Mochlet. So, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, what does this person do? So, the first thing he does is he has to get rid of his tzaras. Until he gets rid of his tzaras, he's on hold. So the first thing he needs to do is, he needs to get rid of his tzaras. Even though Rav Chisda helped, not that way, but we're all building up now to ask a grace akash on Rav Chisda. But the first thing that he needs to do is, he needs to get rid of his tzaras. Okay. The next thing he would need to do is get rid of his Tumas Meis. And then afterwards, you can be mashlim yunaziris. Right? So if somebody is for sure a Nazir, who's Tomei Tumas Meis and a Metzayra, first thing we deal with the Tzaras, that whole Taira. The next thing we do is he has to become Tar from Tumas Meis, because as long as he's Tomei Tumas Meis, he's for sure not a Nazir. That could be mashlim his Naziris. He's a Nazir, but he can't conclude his Naziris. In fact, Vayomar Rishonim Yiplo. And then after he becomes Tar from Sai the Tzaras and Sai from the Tumas Meis, it's only then that he has the ability to go ahead and be mashlim his Naziris. The problem with this Yid in this Mishnah is that he had a suffix. He's not sure, really, if he's a Metzayra Mukhlid. He's not sure if he's Tomei Tumas Meis. Okay, so Mabaya, why is this such a big deal? Well, it's very simple. Because on the tzad that he's a Metzayra, the first thing he needs to do is get rid of his tzaras. Getting rid of his tzaras involves a teglachas. Not one teglachas, it involves two teglachases. On the tzad that he's not a Metzayra Mukhlid, and he's just a regular Nazir Tar, he can't do a Teglachas, because it says in the Torah, Tar Le'Yavar Al-Roshay. That's why this person has an issue, right? So the issue is very obvious. It's because on the tzad that he's a Metzayra Mukhlit, the only way for him to get Tyra for being a Nazir is by doing two Teglachases. Okay, so do two Teglachases. Yeah, but he might not be a Metzayra Mukhlit. And if he's not a Metzayra Mukhlit, then he's just a regular Nazir. And if he's a regular Nazir, there's an Isra of Tar Le'Yavar Al-Roshay. Now, you can ask Akasha that Maman of Shach, he's a Nazir. So if he's a Nazir, how could he anyways do the Teglachases of Mitzayra? Right? Maman of Shach, he's a Nazir. So how could he do the Teglachases of Mitzayra? So that Kasha is a mistake. It's based on a sugi that we learned already, and that's going to come up again in the final daftin here in the Masechta. And that is, we know, it's learned out from Skonoi and Roshoi, that Talach is that the Teglachas of Mitzayra is Doicha, the Isurei Naziris. So if we know for sure that he's a Mitzayra, he's allowed to do the Teglachas. The problem is, we don't know if he's a Mitzayra. Could be yeah, could be not. So in the event that he's a Metzayra Mukhlit, he could do the Teglachas. But in the event that he's not a Metzayra Mukhlit, he can't. The problem is he's stuck because he can't conclude his Naziris without doing the Teglachas of the Metzayra Mukhlit. It's for that reason, says the Mishnah, this is the way this plays out. The way this is going to play out is that he's going to need to wait 60 days in order for him to get rid of his Tzaras, and then another 60 days in order for him to get rid of his Naziris. What's the Cheshbon? Cheshbon is like this. This person right now waits 30 days. And at the end of 30 days, he does a Teglachas. He can't do the Teglachas right away. Why? Because he might be a Nazir Tahar. A Nazir Tahar, Tar Le'Yavar Al-Roshay. Okay, no problem. We're going to wait 30 days. At the end of 30 days, he could do a Teglachas, Maman of Shach. If he was a Nazir Tahar, 30 days just passed. Once 30 days pass, you could do a Teglachas. In fact, you have a mitzvah to do a Teglachas right now. So you could for sure do your Teglachas after 30 days. And by the way, just to make this even more clear, check off all the boxes. All four scenarios allow you to do a Teglachas after 30 days. Right? If you're a Nazir Tahar, you could do a Teglachas after 30 days. If you're a Nazir Tameh, you could do a Teglachas after 30 days. If you're a Metzayra, you're not a Metzayra, you could for sure do a Teglachas after 30 days. So first things first, you're going to wait 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, you're going to do a Teglachas. Okay. After the 30 days, you're going to have to do another Teglachas. Why are you going to have to do another Teglachas? Because this person might be a Metzayra. If he's a Metzayra, he needs two Teglachases just to get the Tzaras out of the way. Okay, so you'll say, wait 7 days and do another Teglachas. You can't do that. Why can't you do that? Because maybe this Nazir was a Nazir Tameh. If he was a Nazir Tameh, that it comes after 30 days that he just waited, was Vayom Rishonim Yiplu. It didn't count. And if those 30 days didn't count, so although he did a Teglachas, but that Teglachas was the Teglachas of Tumah of the Nazir. So what does he have to do now? Start his Naziris all over again. How long was his Naziris? His Naziris is 30 days. So wait another 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, oh, now you're for sure good to go. Now you can do the second Teglachas. The first Teglachas, you waited 30 days because of Shach, you were able to do it. The problem is, even after you waited 30 days, you might have been a Nazir Tameh all along, which means you need to start counting in Naziris after the Teglachas of Tumah, which means you need another 30 days. Okay, so now you counted your 60 days. After 60 days, you did three Teglachas. You did two Teglachases, right? The problem is, even though you did two Teglachases after 60 days, it could be you did nothing. Why not? Because it could be all you did was get rid of Yetzaras. But as it relates to your Naziris, you didn't accomplish anything. Why not? Because you might have been a Mitzayra. In the event that you were a Mitzayra, so you did your two Teglachases. Okay, now that you did your two Teglachases, now let's talk about your Naziris. Okay, so do another Teglachas now. No, you can't do a Teglachas now. Because maybe you were a Mitzayra, which means you have to count how long? 30 days. Oh, good. No problem. You wait 30 days. After 30 days, you'll do a Teglachas. You're done? Of course you're not done. Why not? Because at the end of the 30 days, you have to ask yourself, maybe he was also Tomei Tomas Meis. And if he was Tomei Tomas Meis, it comes out that Teglachas that he just did was the Teglachas of Tumah. Now tell me, what do you mean? I did all these Teglachases already. Yeah, the first Teglachas was for Metzora 1. The second Teglachas was for Metzora 2. While you're doing Teglachas for Metzora 1, Metzora 2 doesn't count, not for the Teglachas of Tyre of the Nazar, not for the Teglachas of Tumah of the Nazar. So now when you're going to do the third Teglachas, maybe it's for the Naziris of Tumah. If it was for the Naziris of Tumah, now your Naziris erst fangt on. 91. Oh, you got to do another 30 days. After 120 days, you're good to go. But what the Mishnah is saying is that after 60 days, you for sure got rid of your teglachases of tzaras. Why? Because the teglachas of tzaras are going to be the first two teglachases. Because in order, that's what goes first. First tzaras, then naziris of tumah, then naziris of tayra. That's the way the tayra set this up. So therefore, after 60 days and two teglachases, at that point, you're for sure not a mitzayra. Therefore, oichel b'kachim l'achashishim yoy. However, you're not going to be out of the water as it relates to the naziris until another 60 days pass. And it's for that reason the Mishnah said, v'shoy siyayim etam olamesim l'acha meyev esrim yoy. This is not even the punchline. This is the fushbaz. This is the hakdama. Zok the Gemara of Tani Allah. We learned in a braisa that was commenting on this Mishnah that said, "Bamedvar Mamur." When is this true? That it's 60 days to be Eichel B'Kachim, and it's 120 days to be able to be Shoyz Yaim Etam Alamesim. That's been Naziris Moretz. That's if it was your Naziris of 30 days. Avol Naziris Vashana. But let's say the Naziris was longer than 30 days. Let's say the Naziris was a year long Naziris. So somebody said, Arayni Nazir for a year. And now he has a suffix if he's Tomei Tomas Meis, and as a suffix he might be a Metzorah Mukhlet. So then the Allah is, Oichel B'Kachim L'Achash Teishanim. He eats Kachim after 2 years. V'shoyisiyah Metamal Meisim L'Ach Arba Shanim. And you can drink wine, be Metamal Meisim after 4 years. It's the same formula. The numbers are different because this man of the Naziris was different. Again, it's going to be 2 years and two teglachases to ascertain for sure that you're not a mitzayir anymore. And it's going to be 4 years and four teglachases to know for sure that you're not a nazir. And therefore, it's after 2 years that you're oichel b'kachim. It's after 4 years that you're shoyseyayin imatam alameis. What's the Gemara's kasha? But if you're going to tell me Rav Chisda is right, that there's no stira and there's no halacha that says that you can't count your main Naziris while you're a Mitzayra Mukhlet, then why do you need 4 years in order to conclude your Naziris? Tiskile b'shalish shanim v'shloshim yoyim. It should require 3 years and 30 days. Not 4 years, 3 years and 30 days. What's the beer? So Tyson and the Rush both explain it the same way. This person, again, who is a Nazir for a year, he has a suffix if he's Tomei Tumas Meis. He has a suffix if he's a Metzora Mukhlet. The first thing he needs to do is get rid of his tzaras. Can't get rid of your tzaras until you do a teglachas. Can't do a teglachas because you might be an azatar. So what do you do? You're going to wait a year. The end of the year, you'll know for sure that you're on the tzad, that you were a azatar. Meaning at this point, there's no Talayav HaRoshi anymore. And therefore, for sure, you have a right to do a teglachas. Okay, you'll do a teglachas. The problem is, even after you do your teglachas, you're going to have to wait another year for you to be able to do your second teglachas. The reason you have to wait another year to do your second teglachas is because it could be that you were tamei tumas meis, and therefore that year didn't even count. And now you're first starting your naziris of Tyra after you did the teglachas of tumah, so therefore you're going to have to wait another year. Okay, now 2 years pass, you did two teglachases. Now on the tzad that you are a mitzayri, you're not a mitzayri anymore. You're done. Therefore, the Mishnah says, no one has any kashas with this. After 2 years, you could be oichel kachem, because now we know for sure that you're not a mitzayri. In the Cheshbin, however, of the Braisa, you now have to wait another year in order before you do your next teglachas. Why do you have to wait another year for you to do your next teglachas? Because we're afraid that you might be a nazir tahar, meaning maybe you were a mitzayr, so that the first 2 years and the first two teglachases, that just took care of your tzaras. But right now your nazir starts. And being that right now your Naziris starts, you have to wait a year to address your Naziris. So you have to wait a year, because your Naziris was for a year. This is where the kasha kicks in. According to Rav Chisda, that there's no halacha that says that while I'm a tzayr, I can't count my Naziris. So what's my problem? I need to do a year now? I already did 2 years. So let all that time be oila l'minyan Naziris. You know what I should need? 30 days I should need. You know why I should need 30 days? The reason I should need 30 days is because I just did a teglachas, and I can't be mashlo my naziris until 30 days pass. As a result, so the halach is that teglachas is soys in naziris. So good, 2 years and 30 days should be enough. But after 30 days, I should for sure be able to do a teglachas. Let's speak it out better. If I'm a nazir tohar that was a mitzayra, meaning, if I wasn't a mitzayra, I'm stamazoy done. I was done a long time ago. But if I'm a nazir tahar, that's a mitzayra. So I just need 30 days. Because the nazirus was soyser, or the teglachas was soyser, nazirus lama yoyim, so after 30 days, I'm good. And even if I was tamei tumas meis, that doesn't affect anything. Right? How much time would I have had to have waited after I completed my tzaras before you get rid of your tumas meis? 7 days. You finish with the tzaras, and now who you schat be a mashlish, be a mashvi, you do your teglachas, and you're going to be good. So memonav shach, after 30 days, it should be okay. Now, what happens after 30 days? Let's say that would be the case. No problem. Okay, good. 30 days. You finished? No, you're not finished. Why is this person not finished? The reason he's not finished is because maybe he was tamei tumas meis, and as a result, here's the point, he means he never, ever had his naziris. Because vayomer rishonim yipul, you can't count your naziris until you're tar from tumas meis. And this guy's been walking around tamei tumas meis for 2 years and a month. So this person's not tar. So now he has to count the year. Okay, so it's 3 years and 30 days. But more than 3 years, 30 days, you shouldn't have to do. You need the 2 years, that's pashut. Because you might be a nazir and you need to get rid of your tzaras. So the 2 years is going to be gevaldik. But once you finish the 2 years, then third tiglachas could be 30 days later, Mimonav Shach. If you're a nazir tahar, I already counted all my naziris according to Rav Chisda. All I have is the halacha that tiglachas says in naziris lama yom. Okay, 30 days later. And if I'm a nazir tamei, for sure, tumah you could do a week later. Just do it right away. As soon as you can get tahar, you have a right to do it. So that third tiglachas is 30 days later. The fourth tiglachas taka needs a year. Right, get that clear. From Teglachas 3 to Teglachas 4 is going to be a year, because in the event that this person was Tomei Meis all along, so now he didn't start counting his Naziris. His Naziris was a year. Meaning the only time that Taras works towards his Naziris is if he was an Azat Tahar. But in the event that he was an Azat Tomei, then it couldn't have counted anyways, because now the whole Naziris is on pause because of the fact that he's Tomei Tumas Meis. It's not just on pause. Vayomer Rishonim Yiplu Digger pause. So therefore he would need another year. But the bottom line is, Freik the Gemara, according to Rav Chisda, why do you need 4 years? It should be 3 years and 30 days. Elamai what? Elamai, this is Akash and Rav Chisda. You see from here that Rav Chisda seemed to make a toss in his understanding that really the Yemei Gomra and the Yemei Safra of the Metzorah could be oiled towards his Naziris. You see, really, you can't. And if it can't, then you understand why it's 4 years. Because then the first 2 years didn't count towards his Naziris. So therefore, he might be a Nazir Tahar at the end of 2 years. He needs a full year and another full year. And that's the Cheshbon of how it is 4 years. So as it relates to 30, 30, 30, 30, we understand the 60, 120. But in the 4 year Cheshbon, that's already a Naziris Merubah. That's where Rav Chisda's Halacha kicks in. If you're going to tell me that you could knock off the two birds with one stone, then L'chayr, the first 2 years, at should have already addressed his Naziris. All I should need is another 30 days, because the Teglachas, the second Teglachas of Soysa Lamed Yoim, so by 2 years and 30 days, you should have already done your third Teglachas, which means even though the fourth Teglachas needs a year, you should only be 3 years and 30 days. That is the first and by far the more complicated of the two kashas of the Gemara. Another kasha, wait, Masa Ravashi. Ravashi has another kasha from a Braisa. This is a Sefri in Parshas Nasai. The Sefri says as follows, and again, it's discussing the topic du jour, which is Nazir Mitzayre. We know that Nazir, that's Tamei Tumas Meis, so while he's Tamei Tumas Meis, those days are not Oilulay Min HaMinyan. It doesn't count towards his Naziris, right? Not only doesn't count towards his Naziris, but even loses the previous days. But for sure, the days that he's Tamei Tumas Meis don't count towards his Naziris. How do you know if someone's a Mitzayre Mukhlet that those days also don't count towards his Naziris? Says the Braisa V'dinu. I could learn it from a Binyanav. You may when someone's Tamei Tumas Meis, when he completes his Tumas Meis, he has to do a Teglachas and he has to bring a carbon. Now, not everybody, but a Nazir. We're talking about a Nazir. So a Nazir that's Tamei Tumas Meis, when he concludes his Tumah, he needs to do a Teglachas and he has to bring a carbon. If you make Chiluta Migalecho, maybe carbon. And the same is true for a Mitznayra Muchlet. He has to do a Teglachas and he has to bring a carbon, right? Ma, you may Tumosei in Oilam and Aminyan. So just like you may Tumah. When a person's Tamei Tumas Meis, those days are not Oilam and Aminyan. Now, if you may Chiluta in Oilam and Aminyan, so too, when Tzayra is a Mitzayra Mukhlet, those days are not going to be Oilo Min HaMinyan. So the Braisa says that Muscho Rishon is that L'chayra Mitzayra Mukhlet days should not be Oilo Loi Min HaMinyan based on a regular classic Mamotzino Binyanav from Tumas Meis. Just like Tumas Meis pauses Naziris. And what's unique about Tumas Meis? You have to be Megaleach when you're done. You have to be carbonous when you're done. Mitzayr, you have to do the same things. You have to be Megalech when you're done. You have to be carbonous when you're done. So it's been established that it too should pause in his ears. But the Braisa says, no, maybe that's only true by Tumah came Mevatel Ben HaSakoidman. Tumah, in addition to pausing the Naziris, it's also Mevatel. As opposed to a Mitzayr Mukhlet, where even if you want to tell me that it pauses the Naziris, it's for sure not going to knock out the earlier days, it's for sure not going to be Vayom HaRishonim Yip. Now, how do you know that? How do you know for sure that Yimei Chilutai doesn't knock out the earlier days? Adarabba, Alzai Onudonin. If it pauses it, that's what the Bryce is trying to learn from Tumah, so maybe it should also say Vayom HaRishonim Yiplu. So the reason that can't be is based on a Gemara that we learned earlier on Daf Mem Dalet Amad Aleph, where the Gemara had a Makar in the Pasuk that it's only Tumas Meis that knocks out the previous days, not Teglachas, not Shtiyas Yayin. Remember in the Kal V'Chomer on Daf Mem Dalet Amad Aleph, so the Gemara had a Riboy for that. So based on that, we know for sure that Tzaras would not be able to knock out the previous days. So therefore, it's already a Pircha in the Binyanav. What would be the Binyanav? Just like Tumas Meis, so too Mitzayra Mukhlet. It's not a Cheshbin, because I know already that Tumas Meis is better than Mitzayra Mukhlet, because the Torah said by Yom HaRishonim Yiplu only by Tumas Meis. It didn't say it by Mitzayra Mukhlet. In fact, the Torah excluded everything other than Tumas Meis from Yom HaRishonim Yiplu, so maybe over there it pauses it, as opposed to Tzaras, it doesn't pause it. Amritz, the Braisa continues and says, I hear, so you can't learn it from a Ma'atzad, because it's a Pirch on the Ma'atzad, but I can learn it from a Kal V'Chomer, which is even better than a Ma'atzad. Now the Kal V'Chomer is going to be from a Nazir that's Tamei Tumas Meis, but not your classic Nazir that's Tamei Tumas Meis, but rather the Nazir Beveis HaKvaris, Mamash Gavaldi. So it's coming, we have the whole Naziris is coming together here. So what was the Nazir Beveis HaKvaris? That's a man that's standing in the Beis HaKvaris, and in the Beis HaKvaris he said, I reign in Nazir. Now his Shulchan Aruch is rather complicated. But one thing is for sure about the Nazir Beveis HaKvaris, there's no Din Vayom HaRishonim Yiplo. Why not? It didn't have any Yom HaRishonim, right? So it says the Gemara, the Braisa are talking, I could learn from a Kal V'Chomer, Man Nazir B'Kivra, just like a Nazir B'Kivra, Shesai Roy Roy L'Teglachas. Here's the Kal V'Chomer part. His hair is Roy L'Teglachas. Why? Because the hair that he has growing right now while he's in the Beis HaKvaris is the hair that is eventually going to be part of the Teglachas of Taira. Because the Nazir B'Beis HaKvaris, even though he's Tamei Tumas Meis, he's in the Beis HaKvaris, But at the same time, he's not going to need the whole Seder Tahira of a Nazir that's Tamei Tumas Meis. The only time the Nazir that's Tamei Tumas Meis needs the Seder with the Karbonis and the Teglachas, that's only the Nazir that was first a Nazir Tar, then he became Tamei. But the Nazir Beis HaKfaras doesn't have that. So Madach, the Nazir Bekever, She Seder Roy Le Teglachas, he's not going to have a Teglachas of Tumah. This Seder itself will be the Seder of Tahira. And what's the Halacha? Nazirus Einoil Lemin Aminyan. The halacha is that his days of while he's in the Beis HaKfaris and while he's Tamei Tumas Meis don't count the minyan. Yemei Chilutoi she ain't say Roy L'Teglachas and Zirus. Yemei Chilutoi where his hair is not going to be Roy L'Teglachas and Zirus. Why is the hair not going to be Roy L'Teglachas and Zirus? Because he's going to have to do Teglachas. He's going to have to do two. He's going to have to take all that hair off. Similarly, Kolshkein. So certainly he shouldn't be Oil L'Teglachas. See, right, the Raya is, and the Makar is not from the classic Nazir that's Tamei Tumas Meis, because that you have a Pircha. The Nazir that's Tamei Tumas Meis has Vayomer Rishonim Yiplu. And the Mitzrayim Mukhlik can have Yom HaRishon. Nobody other than the Nazir that's Tamei Tumas Meis can have a Yom HaRishon. You can't learn anything as it relates to what to do with the Nazirus while you're Tamei Tumas Meis from the Nazir who was Tar that became Tamei Tumas Meis. The Makar is from the Nazir Beis HaKfaris. That's already a unique parasha. He also has the halacha that his Nazirus is on hold. He does not have the din of Ayomim HaRishonim Yiplu. And as a result, you can learn it from there. And not only learn it with a Mahatzad, but learn it even better. Learn it from a Kal V'chomer. Because Madach the Nazir Beis HaKfaris, who's more shayach to Naziris. Why? Because his here will be part of the Teglachas of Tahira. Still, pause right now his Naziris, Kal V'chomer, the Metzorim Muchlet, whose here will not be part of the Tahira, because he's going to have to do the Teglachas for his Tzaraas first. Certainly, so the Braisa continues and says, very good, so we have a Makar, that the Metzorim Muchlet, his Naziris gets put on hold. You may sifra minayin. How do you know may sifra? So what's the may sifra? That's the 7 days between the two teglachas. Is now the Rishonim all ask that, I don't understand, the same makar that you just found to pause the mitzayra muchlitz naziris should be for the yemei sifra as well. Why? Because you have the same kal v'chomer. The Mitzayra, who's Bimei Sifra, is going to have to do a Teglachas, the second Teglachas. By definition, Yemei Sifra means he's Bein HaMitzarim. He's between these two Teglachases. As opposed to the Nazir Beis HaKfaris, his here is going to be part of the Naziris of Tyre. So the Rishonim Mucho, why we need a separate Limud and a separate Makar for the Yemei Sifra, the same Makar that you had for the Yemei Gomri, you should have for the Yemei Sifra as well. But either way, says the Braisa, how do you know the Mitzayra who's Bimei Sifra? Vidinu, says the Braisa, L'char, you can learn it with a Limud. Ma, Yemei Chiluti Ton Teglachas, just like the Mitzayra who's Bimei Chiluti needs Teglachas, Af Yemei Sifra. So to the Mitzayra that's Bimei Sifra needs the second Teglachas. Ma, Yemei Chiluti Eino Eloi Min Aminyin, and just like the Mitzayra that's Bimei Chiluti, it's not Oilem and Aminyan, Af Yemei Sifra. So too, the Mitzayra that's Yemei Sifra, it should be Ein Oilem and Aminyan. So, we learn the Mitzayra Muchlet from the Nazir Beis HaKfaris, and we learn the Yemei Sifra from the Mitzayra Muchlet. Yochel Af Yemei Hezkera. Okay, you would think Yemei Hezkera should be the same thing. A Mitzayra Musker should also put his Nazirus on hold, but didn't know he's saying. And it actually makes sense. Why does it make sense? Cholot Metama Mishkev Moishav. Mitzayra Muchlet is Metama Mishkev Moishev. He has a unique form of Tumah that he's Metama anything that he sits on, anything that he lies on. Vimei Esker is also Metama Mishkev Moishev. So, im lamadata li yimei chilute shein oilem en aminyin, af yimei Esker in oilem en aminyin, just like yimei chilute is not oilem en aminyin, yimei Esker should also not be oilem en aminyin. Amrit, no. Lo yim amrit yimei chilute shekein chilute ton teglachas u mevi carbon. Dafki yimei chilute, because yimei chilute requires teglachas and requires carbon. Lefichach in oilem loy. And for that reason, it's not oiloi. Tell me, may haskeroi, as opposed to may haskeroi, she ain't ton teglachas, the inoi may be carbon, who doesn't require teglachas, doesn't bring a tarbin, lefichach yalu leminyan. It's for that reason it's going to be oilo lemina minyan. Bottom line is what did we just say? What we just said is that a mitzayra muchlet, whether it's yimei gomrai or whether it's yimei sifrai, we pause the naziris, as opposed to the mitzayra muskur, yimei haskeroi, we don't pause his Naziris. Mikan Amru. By the way, the Rishonim speak out that, yeah, okay. Mikan Amru, Yemei Sifrai, V'Yemei Gomrai, Ein Oilem and Aminyan. Oh, so you see from here, Chazal said that Yemei Sifrai, Yemei Gomrai don't count. Al V'Yemei Azova, V'Eskerish Amutzaira, Harei Elu Oilem and Aminyan. Which, by the way, was a very long version of what the Mishnah said. Everything that this Braisa said, the maskana, the conclusion of this Braisa was before the Mishnah. Right, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that as it relates to You may sifra, you may gamra, you pause the naziris. Be'emes amru azav azava, and you may askeru shamitzayir. Now you know the reasons. Now you know the rest of the story. How do you know the mitzayir muchla? You pause the naziris. You learn it from where? You learn it from the nazar beveis akvaris. How do you know you may sifra? You learn it from the mitzayir muchla. Shayim's kasha. Why can't you learn you may sifra also from the nazar beveis akvaris? Good. And Yemei Askeri, you can't learn from the Mitzayra Mukhlid, you can't learn it from the Yemei Safroi, and therefore there the halach is that you're not going to pause in his ears. What does that do, Rav Chisda? There's one thing you see from here, and that is that Lo Yemamber Bimei Tumma Shekeim Evatel Ben Asakoidmin Toimra Bimei Chilutai, that we needed over here a Gansa Limud to teach me that the halach is that Yemei Chilutai and Yemei Safroi, you pause the Naziris, right? It's a limud. What's the limud? Kal v'chomer. From where? From Nazir b'veis hakvaris. But in the final analysis, this is something that's learned out from a limud. What's the Gemara's kasha b'mai? What type of Naziris are we talking about? This b'raisa, this sifri, that brought a mocker from a kal v'chomer, from Nazir b'veis hakvaris, to teach me that you make chilut that we put on pause. What type of Naziris were we discussing? Ilei b'me Naziris mu'etes. It wasn't talking about a 30-day Naziris. I need a pasuk. I need a kal v'chomer. I need a drasha. It's a shaila. It's a maskana. It's yud gimel mitzvah. It's shatayr and a drashas pem. You have to come on to Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. It's pashit that a naziris muetes. You may chiluta. You're gonna have to pause the naziris. Why? Habeinu gidol sar. Because that's all you're gonna have to do the teklachas, and teklachas is always say salam and yoyim. You're gonna have to do the gidol sar afterwards. Elalab benaziris meruba. Must be it's talking about Benaziris Meruba. Viktani Shein Oilei Min Aminyin. And you see that it's not Oilei Min Aminyin. Alma Loi Solkinle. You see from here that it's Loi Solkinle Shema Mina. If that's the case, you have a Mefurish Raya that there's a Kalvachoymer. There's a Ganser Drosh over here. A Kalvachoymer that tells me that Yimei Chiluta is not Oilei Min Aminyin, just like the Naz Beves Akvaris is not Oilei Min Aminyin. And by the Naz Beves Akvaris, it's a Poshta Din. It's not Oilei Min Aminyin. And if that's the case, Yimei Chiluta has to be the same thing. But the bottom line is the Daf started with Rav Chisda's Memra. Rav Chisda said that even though in the Mishnah it's a little bit mashma that you may suffer and you may gomri the mitzayra, we pause in his ears. It's not true. The Mishnah was talking about a very specific case, a very, very unique case where it was in his ears meruba, you have exactly 30 days left. That's what the Mishnah was referring to. And the only reason we're saying that there's another 30 days over here that you have to count is because you're anyways always going to need to count 30 days. But there's no din really that a mitzayra, while he's a mitzayra, can't count as Yemei Naziris. Mara asks, two kashas, Masav Rami Bar Chama, Masav Rav Ashi, and the Gemara seems to just conclude that Al Maloy Salkina Leishmamina, which would be another way of saying Tiufta de Rav Chisda Tiufta. So one other final aura, and that is that the Balaturim in the Parsha of the Mitzayra, so there's many, many psukim in the Parsha of the Mitzayra, it's Tazriya Mitzayra, it says Uva Shalei HaBayis, V'higid la'koyin. This is talking specifically about a nega that's in the bayis. Uvash alei abayis. V'higid la'koyin leimar kinega nirali babayis. Kinega nirali babayis. Says the Balaturim. This expression of nirali beis b'mesoira. You find it twice in Tanakh. Kinega nirali babayis. And it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Meirochay kashem nirali. There's an inyan of meirochay kashem nirali. And the Balaturim says a pshat in this mesoira. What's the connection between kenega nirali babayis and meirochoik Hashem nirali? He says pshat based on a mishnah in Masechtas Nagan that says afilu talmud chacham ubaki b'negayim lo yoyman nega ela kinega. There's a sensitivity. A person should never say nega nirali. Kinega kichatzois. He should say kinega nirali. Says the Balatum v'zeu meirochoik nira sheyika chadav meirochoik v'lo yivsoik loy menega. Meirochek Hashem Nirali, it's like Meirochek. Don't say Nega Nirali, Kin Nega, and that's the Meirochek Hashem Nirali. I saw in the Sefer Aptuni B'Tapuchim from Rav Shlomo Arieli Shlita, he says a different pshat. He says pshat based on the Rambam, where the Rambam says that the whole idea of Nigei Batim, and the idea that a person could have a Nega on his Beged, this is all a miracle, right? Shloike derech hateva. V'zeh hashinoi, ha'omer b'begadim u'bebatim, shekara oisa teira tzaraas, this was a miracle that happened miraculously. What's this inyan? The inyan is that, so says Rav Shlomo Arieli, that you find that that a person is going through this nega, he's going through this tzaras, but in the nega, in the tzaras, In the nega, in the tzaras, he sees this oisupela. He sees this miracle. And that's in the kinega nirali baboyis. There's also meirochek Hashem nirali. It's this Rambam that the Rambam said it was a miracle that took place in the nega of the bayis. And that's the cheshbon in kinega nirali baboyis. That's meirochek Hashem nirali. But I was thinking maybe to say a different akuda. And we'll end with this. That is, there's a medrash in Parshas Metzoy, right here by Yikra Rabba. On this pasuk of Kenega Nirali Babayas. So the pasuk says, Kisavoyu al Eretz Kenan, Asher ani noisen lechem lachuzo, Venosati nega tzaras, Beveis Eretz achuzaschim. Either going to come to Eretz Yisrael, and they may end up in a nega. Vashulei Abayas, the person that owns the bias should come, Vehigid la koyen lemer, Kenega Nirali Babayas. He should tell the koyen what happened. Vetziva koyen, Ifinu as Abayas, Beterim Yove Akoyen Liris as a nega, Vayid ben Kalash Ababayas, Vachakin Yove Akoyen Liris as a bias. A lot going on here. The Medrash is nifludig. Listen to the Medrash. Says the Medrash. It says in the pasuk, "Kisavoyu el eretz kenar asher ani noisem lechem la'achuza, v'nosati nega tzaras beveis eretz achuzaschem." Hashem says there's going to be a nega in veis eretz achuzaschem. What's this base eretz achuzaschem? Zeh beis hamikdash. It's referring to the base hamikdash. I'm skipping uvashalei abayis. And when there's going to be a nega in the base hamikdash? The Asheloi Abayis is going to come. Who owns the Beis HaMikdash? Who's the Bala boss of the Beis HaMikdash? Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar Yan Beisi Asher Hu Charev. V'higil HaKoyen. And the Eibush is going to come to the Koyen. Who's the Koyen? Zeh Yirmiyo. It's referring to the Yirmiyo. Shenemar Ben HaKoyanim Asher Ba'anosos. And the Eibush is going to tell Yirmiyo, Kinega Nirali Babayis. Suti Noifes Avodah Zarah. I found Avodah Zarah in the Bayis. V'yeshoyim is at Tzalmo Yishol Menashe. Omar. And he's going to tell him that I saw this bias. V'tziva ha-koyen, ufinu ha-sabayas. You know what's going to happen? The koyen, Yirmiyo, is going to say, ufinu ha-sabayas. And that's referring to the churban. V'yoytzei misham, as kol oytzeis beis Hashem, v'nosas ha-sabayas. The bias itself is going to be demolished. V'hoytzei al michutz la'ir. V'ame hegli l'bavel. The Yidden are going to end up in Golos. And this pasuk, says the Medrash, is alluding to the churban. So the Beveis Eretz Achuzaschem is the Beis HaMikdash. Uvashaloi Abayis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tzniv l'koyin is Yirmiyo. Kinega nir li babayis. This is Avodah Zarah in the Bayis. And unfortunately, that's the end of the pasuk. V'tziva HaKoyin ufinu as Abayis. The Bayis is going to be v'nosas. It's going to be taken down. And these psukim of Nigei Batim are actually a remez. It's a reference to Churban Beis HaMikdash. Demis is, I was thinking that this pasuk and this medrash could be a remez and a makor nifla to what the Chafetz Chaim Kiyodua said, and that is that the second Beis HaMikdash we know was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, but Chafetz Chaim said really was destroyed because of Lashon Hara. It was the Sinas Chinam that led to Lashon Hara, but the Chet was really Lashon Hara. This pasuk is a pasuk of Negaim, and it's alluding to Churban Beis HaMikdash, Kenega Nirali Baboyas, Zutinoifus Avodah Zarah, which was the cause of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. But there was another Beis HaMikdash, and that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Lashon Hara. It's Mamish Kenega Nirali Baboyas. David says, I see the Goyim. That's what I see in the Beis HaMikdash, this Lashon Hara, which was the Siba, it was the cause for Churban Beis HaMikdash. But the bottom line is that you see that this pasuk is describing Churban Beis HaMikdash. Kenega Nirali Baboyas, and Bayis Rishon, it's Avodah Zarah. Maybe in Bayesheni it's Lashon Hara. There's one other place in Tanakh that you find this expression of Nirali. Meirochai Kashem Nirali. There's two places. It's Kenega Nirali Baboyas, but it's also Meirochai Kashem Nirali. Kenega Nirali Baboyas Zuti Neufes Avodah Zarah. It's the cause of Churban Beis HaMikdash. And maybe Bayesheni it's literally Kenega Nirali Baboyas. It's the Chet of Lashon Hara. But even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and even though the Yidden went into Golos, and even though, like the Medrash says, it was Vinosat Esabayas, and even though it was Ami Higla, and all the terrible things took place, but at the same time, there's one other place you'll find this word of Nirali, and that's Meirochai Kashem Nirali. Beis HaMikdash was Charev, because it was Kenega Nirali Babayas, but as much as it's Kenega Nirali Babayas, it's Meirochai Kashem Nirali, because at the same time, there's a tremendous Nechama that Meirochai, like a Meirochai, of a Meirochai Kashem Nirali.